Next, the team I think are definitely favourites, rightfully, Manchester City.
Oh, yes. They get scarier and scarier.
You're absolutely right. Last season, I said the reason why they will win is they had the best squad, they had the most depth in every position, and they had the best manager. I think all of those three things are still true. Very few people have won the Premiership on debut, like in their first season.
Yeah.
And Pellegrini's taken to English football like proverbial duck to water. So he pretty much, the opening said, you know, you're expected to win the Premiership. And he said, yeah, that's fine, because I'm going to do it. And he did.
And he did.
Other than the bit of an injury cloud with Sergio Aguero going into the beginning of the tournament, I don't think they're going to be too worried about where the goals are coming from. They've got more than adequate replacements in Negredo and Dzeko.
See, they gave Aguero a 5-year contract as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, well, he's staying at City for life, probably.
Yeah.
Yaya Toure staying in the club,
which is good. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yes.
And well, it's good for EPL, I think, as well. It would be bad if we lost both Suarez and Yaya Toure to La Liga. You know, if we lost Yaya Toure to Ligue 1, and you know, the Premiership needs players like him, and I think. If anyone other than Suarez had been player of the season last season, I would have said Yaya Toure was robbed.
Yeah. To be fair, even with Suarez being player of the season, I still feel like Toure was robbed a bit because he was
amazing.
Ridiculously good.
He is one of the best midfielders of his generation and clearly one of the best midfield performances throughout a season by any player.
Yeah.
And I have been lucky enough to watch Roy Keane, Patrick Vieira, Steven Gerrard at their peak, and I still think Yaya Toure had a better season than any I've seen from any of those players last season.
Almost agree there. He's very good.
With that being said, City, if there's a weakness, it's potentially with injuries. But I don't even think that's a thing with them. It's such a deep squad. Second season syndrome for Pellegrini.
That might be where it is with the second season, you know, that hangover. If they don't get off to a good start, then you know it's going to be a bit hard for them because you know they've lost the Charity Shield as well.
Yeah.
So they haven't had the best starts.
They've lost the Charity Shield, and also in the UCL they are limited to a 22 squad.
Yeah.
So I think Champions League, they may fall early, which may actually play in their favour.
It will play in their favour.
And they are perennially good at cup competitions. I mean, they may not be winning them all the time. Like you said earlier to me, they accidentally won the League Cup last season. They'll probably accidentally win one or two this season as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, hard for me to see past Man City. Going into another team that finished in the top five last season, Everton. I think they've done... Roberto Martinez has done everything right in the off season. I don't think Everton are going to crack the top four this season.
No,
they'd be very lucky to do
so.
But they should easily finish in that top six, even maybe get a European spot.
I think they should. Yes, I agree. They should be top six contenders, possibly that sort of fighting with Spurs for that fifth spot. Really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a bit harsh on Spurs maybe to write them off that early before we even get to them.
The thing is, it's too competitive. When Manchester United finishes seventh and they're trying to push for that fourth place spot, I think Spurs are in a bit of on a hiding to nothing, especially because they're going up against Everton, Liverpool and United for that fourth place spot. I think City and Chelsea have one and two. So no.
Yeah, I would agree.
Arsenal,
depending if Arsenal, maybe another one or two good players might start without injuries. Might push for that to make it a three-horse race, but...
Like, I'm being very optimistic as a United supporter, and I am predicting that United will finish third, and Arsenal will perennially finish their customary fourth position. But that's just me being sort of cheeky. Manchester United in the off-season bought two players we knew they were going to get, Luke Shaw and Ander Herrera.
Yeah.
Louis van Gaal talked good talk about giving everyone a try, and he has... Now, he hasn't bought any new players since, though we keep hearing rumors, and I'm not going to pay... Ignoring rumors and hearsay, if Man United go in with the current squad they have, they are ridiculously light on defenders.
Yes.
I know Louis van Gaal wants to play three at the back because he feels that gives the most out of our attack. We get to put our most attacking players on there.
It's the way he gets the most out of his attacking, his players, which all out front.
He gets...
Stick them all in there.
Pretty much. the attack should not be a problem. I think the way they're planning to play with Mata playing behind Rooney and Van Persie or Welbeck, there should be plenty of goals on offer there.
That should be a goal-creating machine there.
And behind them, they'll have Herrera. I think Herrera badly needs a midfield partner who will be a holding player.
Mm.
Phil Jones could do the job, but Phil Jones will be busy playing in centre-back. I think we're going to be very tight. I mean, Darren Fletcher's regained form like nothing in the off-season, but off-season means nothing until we know what's happening now. And if Darren Fletcher can replicate some of that form, that would be great. Him and Herrera behind Mata gives a lot of options to the attacking three in front of them, and you've got your wing backs with, and that's the position where this is where the formation dies, dies, because Luke Shaw is injured for 4 weeks, and he was struggling fitness wise to cope with the. And he owned up to it, so he was working hard on it. Rumors are that Adnan Januzaj or even Ashley Young play at left back as an inverted wing back of some sorts, which would be quite interesting. And Valencia is covering very well at right back. I think as a wing back might actually be Valencia's best position because it combines his good defensive qualities as well as his attacking nous. But United definitely on a rebuild. Louis van Gaal's talking a good talk about aiming for number one, and I think it's dangerous not to aim for number one if you're United. You've got to be aiming to finish one, and I think a realistic goal is third is a realistic goal. Fourth, I would be happy with. If we have fifth, there has to be something else coming out of the season, or else Louis van Gaal has a lot of questions to answer. He'll still done better than Moyes, I think, at that point.
I think that's the point here. He has to do better than Moyes. Moyes should have done better than Moyes, really, with the squad he has. And he's built on it a bit. Van Gaal should be able to mould it together better as well. But really, that's going to be... I think fifth will be the minimum that he can get away with. If he's below fifth, even if he's sixth, that's... Unless, of course, there's other circumstances going on to mean that that was acceptable. I don't see six being acceptable.
No, I don't see it being acceptable. Now, for the team that I think will finish outside the top four, and many will disagree with me, Liverpool, who ripped their way ahead to being second, but we all know what happened to them last time they came second. They promptly dropped out of the top four and didn't come back till last season. And they did exactly what they did last time, where they sold their best player to a La Liga club. I guess this time they more had to do it, and they have bought well. And I still see a lot of potential in this Liverpool team. In fact, I think Raheem Sterling was going to have a really good season. I've picked him in my fantasy team, so hopefully he does have a good season. And Sturridge will have a good season. And
yes.
Lovren, though, is probably the best buy that Brendan Rodgers has got. Someone who can command that defense and shore up the defense line and prevent goals leaking in. That being said, there's not much depth in that part of their squad in the defensive.
Yes.
And they will be stretched.
It goes along with everybody else. As you're saying, everybody needs defenders, and there doesn't seem to be defenders going around.
Yeah. If they are there at the business end of the UCL, I think they will struggle come the close time. There's just a lot. And I think the advantage United have over them is they will focus on the league. They will be happy. I think Louis van Gaal will be happy to play a youth team in the Capital Cup and maybe even the FA Cup. Unless we strike some sort of run in there. And I don't really see Liverpool. I think Liverpool will finish well fifth, like by at least a good 3 or 4 points. But they're not going to challenge the fourth place team, whether that be Arsenal or United.
Yeah, I have a bit more faith in Liverpool. To be fair, I have at the same time trashed them in previous conversations with you. But I feel they do still have the quality there. Yes, they've lost a 30-goal striker. As you say, they sort of had to in the end. It's a bit of an interesting, we were talking earlier, bit of an interesting debate about whether they would have sold him anyway, despite even if the World Cup and his antics there hadn't happened. But they, I feel that Sturridge, Sterling, and the Southampton pairings who come in will have enough strike power there to fill up for those 30 goals.
Well,
Sturridge was pretty close to 30 goals, and he had
Sturridge
four,
is
five
classed, and Sturridge has speed. That's so. I have no Sturridge is. I think will do well this season as well. The issue is
in the defense, as you say.
I don't think Ricky Lambert is a like for like for Luis Suarez.
No, I'm not saying they're like for like. I'm saying the grouping. So Sturridge, Raheem, Lambert, and Lallana.
Lallana is injured for a good chunk of the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
That being said, if Liverpool do get Edison Cavani, another well-known Uruguayan striker, everything changes. They could easily finish second again with a player like that.
Oh, yes, yes. Say, if they get a quality striker who's got 30-plus goals in him, then there's no reason why they won't be in the same position. Say, without that, I feel that they're the front... front men are still good enough to cover that between them to pick up the extra goals here and there to cover that.
That's not the front men that I'm worried about when it comes to Liverpool.
As you say, the problem is in defence. I don't think they've lost any defenders. They just haven't gained any defenders.
Other than Lovren, who is a good defender.
Oh, other than Lovren, sorry, yes. So, I mean, they did okay last year. Yes, there's new threats to be had this year and stuff. But I see them, it's going to come down to injuries.
Pretty much.
If they get a couple of bad injuries, or if, say, they get deep into too many competitions, they may fall away. But I see if it's not like City or Chelsea, who have got the depth and numbers and have got the personnel and got everything there, whereas I'd see Liverpool being more like the Arsenal, you know. If everything goes their way, they're going to have a fantastic season and they'll be dangerous. But it's going to just take a couple of... Mm-mm. missteps here and there, and they're going to fall out of
it'll definitely test Brendan Rodgers in a way he's not been tested.